Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. You know, I think I promised our listeners last week I'd give an update on the second COVID vaccine. So, people, I did get the second of two COVID vaccines. We have the Pfizer. The first positive is that most of my patients who are getting this are having maybe a sore arm, but they're not really having any more serious symptoms. I do have one friend who had a serious reaction, but that individual had also had a history of serious allergic reactions previously anyway. So, you know, they caution people that have had serious allergic reactions like anaphylaxis not to get these things. But so that was really an expected reaction. For myself, Ed, I can report that my immune system is extremely healthy. So, within about 5 hours, I had over 103 temp. That lasted for at least 24 hours and then just gone. So, you know, residual symptoms, you know, are minimal after that. And, you know, I'm glad to be able to report to patients that are probably going to call in one day and say, hey, I'm not coming in to see the doctor unless they've had their COVID vaccine. Well, I'd say most of the people I know in the office have. Most people did great with it. So that makes, CHI a very safe place for people to go. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the hospital, they were working that thing like a well-tuned engine. It was fast. They got it done, you know, quickly and smoothly. And the whole process was excellent. So well done, CHI. For putting, you know, such good effort into the COVID vaccine. Dr. Kotze was there, you know, a friend of mine that's a neurologist who now works in administration. Matthew, you did a great job with that. And, you know, CHI still has fantastic procedures and logistics in place for anybody that thinks they have COVID. And, you know, there is some evidence that this vaccine will protect against, you know, these new variants, and we'll probably see other variants. It's just the way virology goes. It adapts, you know, and changes. So I would encourage people, when you can find one, yeah, if you don't have an absolute contraindication, get your vaccine. I know Ed and I have a little bit of disagreement on that, which there's nothing wrong with the disagreement. It's room for, you know, learning, and each individual has to make his or her own decision as to whether or not they're going to get it. And if you don't know if you should get it, just ask your medical provider. If you don't know if you have a medical provider, come to CHI, see one of us. We have 10 happy providers in my office ready to see you, 4700 Battlefield Parkway. But otherwise, you know, that was a great weekend, and I'm glad that I have that in my rearview mirror now. How about your week?
I like that rearview mirror. Oh. And I am so glad that you are now over any of the difficulties that you experienced. And I know that probably part of that is you have a robust immune system, and that's not a bad thing. But because it fought pretty strongly or activated by the vaccine, you had the side effect. Well, it obviously has built large amounts of antibodies. That's a great thing. I, of course, don't feel comfortable with vaccines, not across the board, but at least for my personal use. I have some questions about the other ingredients that sometimes are in it. And also, this vaccine is working differently with a different mechanism of action than the previous ones on the RNA type of thing. The fact that asking your healthcare provider is wonderful information, but also I think a lot of people are going to do their own homework too on their own. And, you know, there's a lot of good information, a lot of misinformation out there. I will say that in the past 2.5 years, it has become very apparent that big tech does control what you see online, and they are massively in favor of vaccines. So you're kind of getting finding a difficulty to find good, honest, non-biased information that comes from a place that's not pushing vaccines. So I'm not saying how to go, where to go, but and on this same topic, I was interesting 2 days ago, Dr. Green, I was standing up front in the store, and we had a store full of people, and I had about 8 employees, and a gentleman walks in from the Chattanooga Health Department, and he wanted to inspect our mask wearing because we had one single complaint. Someone had called in and said that we had not been wearing, or someone had not been wearing a mask. Well, this gentleman was one of the most professional and great attitude people I have dealt with in forever. His name was Robert Giarla, G-I-A-R-L-A. He didn't say who he was for a minute or two. And then after he did introduce himself, he said, "You know what? I've been standing here for a few minutes. Every single person in this store is wearing a mask, including you, Ed." And he said, "This is 100% compliant." He said, "All customers are wearing it. All staff members are wearing it." And he said, "There are people sabotaging with complaints today." He said, "It is getting to be quite common that due to whatever personal reasons they have, they will just make the complaint because of who knows what reasons, projecting their own unhappiness. I don't know. But I was so impressed with this gentleman. And yes, Nutrition World is doing the right thing. Yeah, heck yeah. Could you walk in and maybe see one time where I'm taking a drink of something, or an employee is coughing and, you know, or needing to drink? Well, they might pull their mask down, but we are 99% compliant. And I know a lot of places are. I know I spoke to someone yesterday from Cleveland. And they said Cleveland doesn't even have a clue. They don't even know what a mask is in Cleveland. So Chattanooga, I am, again, I said this 2 weeks ago, very, very proud of how Chattanooga has complied and stepped up with common sense. They quit locking themselves in their apartment and houses, and they're out doing their life like it should be, not locked down, but they're doing it with common sense.
Well, I have a related question. Yes, I know you would do everything right, and we do in our office as well, but we both know people that feel strongly, and that's an understatement, strongly against mask wearing. I know a few, you know a few. Now that's just a personal thing for them, but there are some that say have severe emphysema, mm-hmm. that when they put the mask on, they're feeling hypoxic, and they're supposed to be on oxygen anyway, and you know, they get notes from their provider saying, "Please allow this individual to not wear a mask." Now, if someone were to walk in your store, do you have a policy right now if they don't want to wear a mask and they have a note from a provider, which is not a legal, I guess, excuse to do anything, what do you do?
It's a tough place because we have to take each case individually. I mean, I am lucky to know probably 25 to 40% of my customers so well because they've shopped with me for decades. And I know some of the medical conditions some of these people have, as you, if you see your patients walking down the street, you kind of remember things. And many of them struggle. I mean, why do you think they're trying to be healthier? It's not because they're already healthy. It's because they're probably having some issue in life, and they're trying to be better. So we deal with it individually based on the person. But I, again, am just so proud of the fact that all of us overall, I think, is doing well. Now, you know, I don't believe that the mask is super effective, but what I do believe is that the mask will lower the viral load. If I'm out and I really am sick and I'm coughing, I think that, let's say there's a million viruses coming out of my mouth with a cough, well, I think the mask will significantly lower not only maybe the amount, but also the trajectory of that. And I think you probably would agree, wouldn't you?
I agree fully. Now, although I don't know if you want to comment soon on what Dr. Fauci has been saying about wearing 2 or 3 masks, that's an interesting new perspective. But I think I've said it before on the show, this has been the healthiest year that I've ever had. I mean, barring side effects of the COVID vaccine, normally I would have 1, 2, or 3 types of upper respiratory infections, something like that. I have had numerous airline flights, and normally I will catch a mild cold that goes away quickly. For this last year, I can't remember catching anything, nothing, mm-hmm. not one thing. And that's because we're wearing masks, other people are wearing masks. And I will say this, yes, they work. I mean, I will agree with Dr. Fauci on that one. Masks do work. But if I didn't think they worked, then we wouldn't have put them on in the OR when I was in my training.
I agree. I think there's some middle ground there. I mean, I know that if I wear a motorcycle helmet driving my car, and everyone was forced to do that, it would lower the death rates of people in automobile accidents. But there is a practicality to life also. And I do want to make a quick statement. I read this yesterday, and it was a pretty good study done about what seat on an airplane is the least and most risky on being contagious.
I want to hear what you say. Yeah.
It was, and they did it on a Boeing 777, and they found that if you sit on the aisle or the middle and there are infectious people, you have about a 5% chance on those two seats. But if you sit on the window and you don't go to the bathroom, you have a 1% chance because of the amount of contagion and exposure to people.
I've read articles on that, and that's true as far as I know.
It makes sense, too. It makes total sense.
Well, I will say this. I think I might have said it before, but American Airlines had, on one of my flights, had put everybody towards, like, the middle and rear thirds and left the front completely empty on one of the smaller airplanes. And, you know, they made the funny statement, you know, everybody, you can, if you see a seat near you and you want it, that's fine, but don't come up here near us. We're keeping you away from us for our safety. That's not a quote, but yeah, we were all laughing, thinking, well, what does that do for us back here in the back of the plane?
The peons in the back.
Yeah.
Well, I fly a small airplane, and I will not do that in mine. I have six seats, and you can sit anywhere you want. So
thank you, and I'm going to take you up on that because I'm ready to go.
We got to do it soon. We got to do it, and we'll do a little promo and have it on Facebook for Vital
Health
Radio.
Let's fly to the beach.
Oh, man. Don't even tempt me.
Not tempting you. I'm asking you.
All right, brother, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Lasar from the Vascular Institute. Love having him on. Mm-hmm. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a guest on that probably would get the award for probably the most frequent visits to Vital Health Radio.
Yeah, there's no probably about it.
No, you're exactly
Chris
right.
Chris wins.
Yes, Dr. Lasar from the Vascular Institute. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to talk about general health issues and vascular care and what happens in this area.
Well, I'm excited because you, your crew, your wife, your organization is very aggressive about doing the right thing, growing, helping people, putting a plan together that seems to be very efficient. And I love the fact that, you know, first off, there's some people who don't even know what vascular means. What is that?
So it has to do with the arteries and the veins in the body. So I'm a specialist. I'm a surgeon, and we're trained in how to care for people who have a blocked artery or a problem where the artery develops a dilation. We call that an aneurysm, or people that have vein problems. I mean, I take care of people with varicose veins, and they don't necessarily know that that's what I do, but we have a fairly comprehensive, you know, vein program where we can really find out why someone's having pain in their leg. So I'm a doctor who really takes care of people who has pain in their legs, and then defines whether this is an artery problem, a vein problem, or maybe it's a nerve problem, and then we would refer to somebody that would actually help with that side of it. So,
and y'all have several locations now, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, one of our missions was to really try to escalate the care of vascular care in this region. And our prime location is right off a gun barrel area on a lifestyle way next to the hotel there. And then we've established a clinic in Cleveland. So we call it the Cleveland Clinic. You know, that's what we do internally. And it's an active clinic. We do surgery in that clinic. And then we've just opened a new office in North Georgia, Fort Oglethorpe area, mm-hmm. on Battlefield. And it's right now a clinic right there, but ultimately it may be a surgery center for the folks in that region.
Fantastic. Well, and that's right beside our office, by the way, guys.
That's what I heard yesterday.
That's why I put it there.
Perfect, perfect.
Well, that's a great partnership.
And well, it is nice, and they get people in so fast. I know the referral department loves their office. And it's so nice to say, please go see Dr. Lazar across the parking lot. You know, instead of, you don't have to go downtown. Mm-hmm. I still remember my grandmother thought Ringgold to Fort Oglethorpe was downtown. You know, but a lot of people do not want to go towards Chattanooga, so it's a great blessing to have that now in Northwest Georgia, so thank you.
Well, this society loves to, I call it the McDonald's society. They want instant gratification. They're hungry. They want to, you know, go do it. And, you know, I get it. So one of the things that is nice about being kind of remaking how you care for patients, and that's really what we started about 5 years ago, was what are the problems? You know, and the problems to get into a specialty doctor could be weeks, like 6 or 8 weeks to see a specialist, or longer. I mean, if you're a rheumatologist and you need a, you know, your wait is 6 months sometimes, and that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
We're still seeing patients every day. Why can't we organize it differently? And so that's what we did. So we'll see people, we guarantee we'll see somebody within 3 days.
Really?
And that's
within
incredible.
3 days.
I am so impressed. But part of that is you kind of stepped out of the corporate model and you run your own ship. And that's more
you do
efficient.
Have to have autonomy to do that. You
yes.
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The bureaucracies of hospitals are really difficult sometimes in big groups, big, uh-huh. big corporations. So, and Ed, you know that. I mean, running your business, I mean, that's the power to influence and change what you really see and direct where you want to go is individual.
It's crucial because, you know, having 14 meetings to decide on a decision is simply not ruthlessly efficient.
No.
And one of my mottos that I read to my staff every 2 weeks is we have to be ruthlessly efficient in order to continue for the next 40 years like I've done the past 40. And that's a constant job because inefficiency will creep into every part of every life, but especially the business part. And red tape loves more red tape, so we have to keep eliminating that slowness. I know, and I speak of this constantly. I've written about it. I mean, probably every single day. In fact, yesterday, I know 3 times I spoke to people about this. The implications of unhealthy, but unhealthy and or even not optimal blood sugar levels will devastate us as we age and kind of get a good appraisal of, you know, the capillary health. Well, you see it even bigger because you look at a lot more body parts. But I know I'm a big fan of pushing for constant evaluation of blood sugar and insulin, which many people don't do. I think those two go hand in hand. What happens to the body? And we're not even talking diabetes now. We're just talking subnormal, really not the best blood sugar. What's going to happen to our vascular system?
Yeah, that's a good, really, really great question. It's absolutely germane to public health right now. A third of obesity and diabetes are linked, and the highest. The newest form of diabetes is what we call type 2 diabetes, and that is absolutely linked with obesity. And a third of our country right now is in that obese range. And so what happens is when there's a higher level of sugar, there's chemical reactions that happen within the system, and it's the in the blood system where all the blood is running in our bodies, there's the interface between the blood and the blood vessels called the endothelium, and that is the largest organ in the body. We don't really mm-hmm. want to think about it that way, but if you add it all together, that is the largest volume of organ in our body, and that endothelium is very sensitive to things like smoking and the chemicals that come from smoking, and it's very sensitive to glucose. And we call it glycosylation, and that's where the sugars will affect the proteins in the cells of that endothelium. And so it makes the endothelium not function well. And when you have the endothelium not protecting the body from blood clots and things like that, then you can start to form plaques, and then you start to form clotting that will cause heart attacks and cause strokes. So you're really talking about pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a big kind of buzzword now. And like, well, what's pre-diabetes? And it's like, well, I'm not a diabetic and I don't need to be on medications, but it is a real thing. And there's I have the privilege to be on the American Heart Association. I'm the president of the board of directors this year. And, you know, we have a strong mission to get out to the public that how to prevent heart disease, how to prevent stroke problems. And one of the main things is understanding that if you have high sugars, you are at risk of heart attack and stroke. And so it's not just the diagnosis of diabetes. If you're a pre-diabetic, then you're at risk. And there's just a follow. I know I'm talking the whole time, but there's a study that just came out from China, and it's a very large study over a long period of time, and it showed that if we reverse the pre-diabetic patient back to a normal glucose level, we reduce stroke rates by heart attack rates by 38% and stroke rates by about 25%. Mm. That's one of the first studies we actually have that prove that reversing of pre-diabetes to normal glucose levels will reduce your heart attack and stroke risk. So I think it's critical. So Chris, I mean, you know, you deal with this all the time, and so people say, well, am I diabetic? You're like, no, but you might be. How do you say it?
Yeah, we have that discussion a lot. So, you know, when people have an A1C between 5.7 and 6.1, diabetes really starts at 6.5, though. But when they have that, I have a discussion with them, and I say, you know, this is a good thing that we found this. You know, and they're saying, how in the world is pre-diabetes good? Because they think I just said diabetes. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't just say diabetes. I said pre-diabetes, and it's not the same thing. I said, this is an amazing opportunity for you with lifestyle changes to never have diabetes in your lifetime. And then I started explaining, just like Dr. Lasar said, all the things they are now going to hopefully avoid if they follow the directions that I'm giving them. So, you know, I try to spin it as an opportunity, and I really believe it is an opportunity. You know, it's not that you want to have a medical problem, but you may be avoiding a lot of problems, heart attack and stroke, other vascular complications, limb loss, infections. I mean, the list goes on and on, kidney problems. And so I like to tell them, no, this is not a horrible thing. Let's avoid diabetes forever for you if we can. We also check insulin levels. If needed, we can use metformin for those who have metabolic syndrome where they have elevated insulin levels, which are horribly damaging to your body. I know Dr. Lasar knows that. And we try to get those circulating insulin levels down. Mm-hmm. And again, I see it as an opportunity. You know, some people see a problem in every opportunity, so I like to see a nice opportunity in that problem.
Absolutely, because I know the red flags are, or at least yellow flags, pop up big time on pre-diabetes, but sometimes that doesn't impress a patient or client enough to make substantial changes in their life. But, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy with sometimes when I speak about cholesterol, I really feel cholesterol can be a beneficial nutrient. There's never a good thing about elevated blood sugar, ever. It will destroy our long-term health. And I work my entire, and the most powerful tool is the knife and fork, and then the gym. Those are the two most powerful tools. And I do love the herb berberine, which has 80% of the potency of metformin and has extremely safe profiles. And in fact, on the Holistic Navigator, I interviewed a physician that is educating on berberine and the use of that for balancing blood sugar. But I love the fact that I don't think people understand these implications of, well, my blood sugar runs about 100 every morning. That's not good to me. And we need it to be ideally 82, I think, in my mind, because that's the point where the pancreas actually goes back to rest, which it should be resting some. Most Americans' pancreas works 24 hours a day. If people would just do one thing, cut out sweet tea and colas, that would help substantially, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably so, and maybe the biscuits and the gravy too.
I was going to add that.
You know, you know, patients ask me all the time. It's like, well, what do I have to do? I said, well, first of all, I think moderation is really important. You know, you got it. You can't just. I tell people that they have to engage in their medical care, and for to do that, you know, you have to think about well, what's the most important thing? Well, probably maintaining your healthy weight. I think that's really important. I mean, if you do that, you reduce your hypertension, you reduce diabetes, you reduce coronary disease, stroke. And you know, the body pain and difficulty with getting around if you're overweight. So I'm 52 and I'm fighting the dad bod. I'm hitting the gym and, you know, I'm meeting the boys after this, going to lift weights. And so it's just something that you have to engage in.
Engage. I like that. Engage in. You know, Dr. Lestar, yesterday I actually had a meeting with two or three of your people, along with a few others. And I'm so excited about the health fair that you will be having. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but we actually picked the date. I'm sure you do know.
I do, yeah.
March 20th, yes. In Cleveland at your location. And the name is, I believe, Fresh Start to Your Healthcare Fair. And I like that, a fresh start. What a better term for 2021. And I'm so, as most people, ready to get back to a normal system of having meetings again and health fairs and such. And already the people that are coming to your health fair is going to be so exciting. Many modalities, you're going to be doing free scans. Many people will be there offering information and services. So we're going to start every episode of the show here. I'm going to remind people, March 20th, put on your calendar, something from 9 o'clock, I think, till 1, something like that, at the Vascular Institute in Cleveland. And how can they learn more about your services if they wanted to get in contact with you?
Well, I guess the best thing is just through the internet. This Vascular Institute, okay, of Chattanooga. You know, we have a variety of services that we provide. But people, you know, we're just passionate about people that have problems with walking. And mm-hmm. So I always tell people, if you think you might have a blood flow problem, this is how you check it. If you have flow problems, it's a feeling of pain in your legs when you walk, or a loss of sensation in the lower extremities. That's not normal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
An open sore that doesn't heal properly, mm-hmm. that needs to be looked at. And then weakness when walking. So that's the one thing people forget, is if you're walking, if you actually have weakness develop, there may be something wrong. So all of those, if you have flow problems, then that's when you need to go see Chris and get figured out, see us to actually fix some of the problems.
And if the vascular part is the issue, the more you walk, the worse your symptoms will be, correct?
So it's a walk, rest, walk cycle. So uh-huh. If you walk and you have to stop and
gotcha.
You only get halfway to the mailbox,
okay.
And you got to stop.
Gotcha.
Okay, it's either because you're weak mm-hmm. or you can't walk. And that means your blood flow is not right.
Got
something wrong.
My dad had that, intermittent claudication.
That's correct.
Well, brother, I appreciate it as always, Dr. Lestar. And it is time to take a break. And when we come back, we will be having more discussion about health and nutrition. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I will say, Dr. Green, this week on Wednesday, Channel 9 interviewed myself and Dr. Melvin. Remember Dr. Melvin? We mm-hmm. had her in here a few weeks ago. About her COVID cocktail. That's what they wanted to ask her about. It's very, very interesting because Dr. Melvin has a very senior patient load because of all her years in hospice. And she has had over 300 people with COVID and so far has an exemplary track record of how they journeyed through it. And the reason is she is blending, of course, which is smart, the drug approach and the nutritional approach. And it is on Facebook, on Nutrition World, if you want to see the 6-minute interview for people listening. But she's a good resource for so much information.
Say her name again.
Dr. Terry Melvin, Melvin. And I just think the world of her. She's down in Eastgate, not far from us, in her practice is Partners in Care. Partners in Care.
You read my mind. I was about to ask about that. So that's not a hospice practice now for her.
Not any longer. She did that forever. And her husband's wonderful endocrinologist. I think that's his specialty. And he shops, been shopping at the store for 25 years, her husband. Very soft-spoken, quiet fella, so I don't get to talk to him much. But Dr. Melvin, she's not a youngster, and she's in phenomenal shape, works out. Well, actually, works out with Matt.
At the train station?
Yes, at the train station. So a wonderful. I wanted to also say it was very interesting. This is one of those conundrums of wonder why this is happening. This has nothing to do with health, but I thought it was an interesting statistic I read yesterday. Do you know in 2020, the amount of people who died in automobile accidents was the only time that it's been this high was 1973? So it was 1,200 people died in Tennessee in auto accidents in 2020. Now, keep in mind, you remember, as all of us do, how empty the highways were for about 2 to 3 months. They were 50% less than ever. They were like Christmas morning when you would drive sometimes. How and why did this happen? I don't know. There's no way we're going to figure that out at this point, but I just found that interesting. You know, we worry about...
Yeah, so, I have no explanation for that. It makes no sense. It'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah. And maybe
I was thinking maybe people took trips during the time, but everything was shut down. Why would you take a trip?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes no sense. And you're right. It was very odd. I like the lack of traffic, but it felt eerie sometimes.
Eerie is the good word. It sure was. It was scary eerie.
Yeah, I had a couple of like Walking Dead moments where I'm driving thinking, yeah, this looks like that show. Nobody's here.
I know.
Well, hopefully we won't come to that again anytime soon.
No. I think that burned something in all of us that we're not going to allow that to happen again, even politicians. I will say that on my, I guess I would call it my inner journey of just thinking about my own life, I've come to realize how I gave into politics handcuffs and prison way too easy over the past months. I actually, now that I've distanced myself from all politics and all headline news, my life is so much better, and I don't want to be a person who sticks my head in the sand and run from it. But I can tell you, I was a slave to the media and to the headlines and to the fear mongering. And I'm not going to say the word never, but I'm going to do my very best to never fall in that basket that was a sinking ship ever again.
You know, you'll like one of the statistics. I won't quote it now, but a statistic that will come up in the spiritual moment. I found it interesting, so I wove it in the beginning. You'll love it. You know, I cannot take much of the news. You're right. I do still try to have, you know, some moderate, some left-wing and right-wing news sources that I look at. But, you know, especially when I turn, well, any of them, frankly, you turn on anything and it seems to be predominantly negative. Either it's the right fussing about the left fussing about the right, the moderates fussing about everybody else. It's you know, nobody seems to be happy. Everybody's still fearful. And despite the good news, I mean, we had some reports that there were decreasing cases in this area, which is fantastic news. But you don't hear much of the good news, and that is most unfortunate. We need to hear some good news.
And, you know, we've always said good news does not sell, but it is now so unbalanced that the good news is buried most of the time. And we can get caught, as I did, in the cycle of despair. It really can be a despair.
Have you noticed on the media, so I would say more left, that if someone tries to be positive, they're vilified sometimes?
Absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Which is quite unfortunate. It makes nobody want to speak up and try to say anything positive, you know, during the COVID age.
Well, and there's an example of, okay, we see someone who, or a media who's posting good news, and but then we see them being attacked. Well, I just get sucked back into that cavern of despair. And
well, that's where we come in. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, that one thing I said positive today, it is fantastic that I have not had a sinus infection for a year. No respiratory infection at all. Fantastic. And I've had a lot of my patients say the same thing. We said early on in the pandemic, I'll bet the flu rates will be markedly diminished. How about markedly almost non-existent? I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I cannot remember. I've been doing this job now as county this morning 28 years. So I've been a doctor 28 years now, and I've never seen anything like this where the flu rates are this low. So now I do wonder what the flu medication, what the pharma companies are doing that make like Tamiflu and Sofluza. I wonder if they're losing a lot of money. I haven't checked. Have you?
No, I haven't, but you know they will. And, you know, who knows how much is from mask wearing and distancing or just sterilizing, and finally people washing their hands, which
or lack of looking, because if you want to find something you have to look first.
Yes, that's
true. For a long time people weren't looking for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. They're all focused on something else. Once again, that Chinese curse, we live in interesting times, Ed. Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt in my mind, after watching people's health for four decades plus, that fear can literally make us sick. And we can have pathogens, we can have diagnosis, we can have coded problems because of fear alone. And
we've seen that in medical practice. I mean, the rates of anxiety and depression have markedly risen.
Did I tell you about the pharmacist and the prescriptions for Xanax?
But how much had it gone up?
Well, they filled in 2020 at one pharmacy in Cleveland 900,000 pills of Xanax. People, this is so upsetting to me because that's way overboard. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, emergency medicine pharmacy, but that is way beyond that.
You know, somebody has to have that if it's a, you know, let's say, debilitating panic attacks. But, you know, we don't start with that. A good provider does start with more natural modalities. And, you know, we do talk about, at least in my practice, AnxioCalm and Rescue Remedy. We talk about GABA. We talk about healthy lifestyles, alternative means of anxiety reduction. I tell them mainly what I do. I'm like, you don't have to do what I do, but here's what I do.
Good.
And, you know, it's fun to teach people a lot of healthy ways to do it. I mean, I started exercising more during that time. It's fantastic. What great therapy for me. It won't work for everybody, but it sure does for you and me.
Well, people like you who set that kind of example are so vital to this society and this town, and I commend you greatly because, you know, people do want the quick fix, and who doesn't? But that's not the long-term solution to actually healing the body. You know, we always talk, and I know people get really tired of this, and about the vitamin D connection to, you know.
But it's real.
It's real, and I want to tell you that Marlene, who owns and operates the lab that comes and does blood testing for us every Tuesday and the last Friday of each month at Nutrition World, she tested a restaurant up on, it's between here and Cleveland. They have 17 employees. She decided she's going to go in and test all 17 last week for vitamin D. Now, granted, these are average, normal people, not people who come to Nutrition World. If you're coming to Nutrition World, you're kind of already interested in your own health or you would not be coming. Out of 17 people, only one had a level that was normal. 16 out of 17 were low, and we're talking...
You're saying normal, not ideal, right?
Not even ideal.
You're saying at least 30.
The one that was normal was about 35. We want it to be 50 nanograms for ultimate protection. The others were not even low. She was telling me they were between 8 and 14 on the blood test.
Yeah, we see a lot of, when they're really low, 4 to 6.
Really?
Which is not very good.
That's an empty gas tank. And that's what helps protect your immune system from, you know, the over... aggressiveness that COVID can cause. That's one of many things. And again, you know, Nutrition World is giving free vitamin D to not only school teachers and healthcare workers with proper ID, but now the Chattanooga Police Department. We've had so many police officers come in 2 weeks, and it's just so exciting for me because I am an ex-Chattanooga police officer. I love the job. I just felt led to be an entrepreneur and nutrition guy rather than stay and have a career. But if I had had a career, I would already be retired for 22 years.
Ed, you and me retiring means we do something different.
Absolutely.
We don't do downtime too well. Not for too long. A short time is great, and then we're back to doing something.
Oh, that's the truth.
That makes you enjoy your downtime even more.
It does.
I think
I have a hard time transitioning into different zones of living. So I can work 6 days a week like I do and kind of find a pace. But when I go away, when I come back, it's a difficult journey. I actually get kind of down and out and exhausted from switching routines.
Really?
Routine feeds me quite well. It just does.
Oh, you know, I like routine. You're right. But
no,
like
you're,
I told
more,
my son,
you're more free-spirited. I know that you and your wife can be more spontaneous. I wish I could be more of that.
She's a lot more spontaneous than me, but I'm learning. And I just meant the relaxation. I love vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to come back once it's over. But like I told my son, one time we were laying at the beach or the pool, and he was younger. You know, he's grown up now. But he said, "Dad, we're not doing anything." I said, "Yeah. And I'm having a great time not doing it, too." So, you know, I love that downtime because we're going so fast all the time. And we need, just like we're talking about the stress reducers, I depend on those. You know, I am thankful my wife knows I depend on those things. I have good support. But I depend on those things to unwind from the hectic life that we all face. I don't know how people get through it without. I mean, it's the spiritual and everything else. So I need that time. I need my quiet time in the morning just to get the day started right. And, you know, I need the outlets, whether it be music, exercise, or whatnot, to make sure that I remain sane, frankly.
Absolutely. And I think that this society has addicted to distractions and busyness. And I found myself into that many, many years ago. And even though I'm a busy person, I can disconnect very quickly because I've practiced doing it for so many years. And it is a practice. You don't wake up one morning and decide that you're going to learn to quiet your thoughts or to just be an observer of the thoughts rather than believe them. It takes almost like going to the gym. It really does. And it's a daily practice. And it can be found just with following the breath. It's not a philosophy of life.
And we're going to talk about this also in the fourth segment. It's a discipline, isn't it?
It's probably almost as hard a discipline as anything I've ever done, because there are so many times that the distractions that we are attracted to are addictive, and we don't want to give those up. They somehow give us some sense of pleasure or helps to calm something in a weird way, but it's not fixing. It's, again, a symptom, and we have an overactive thinking mind, and it is a wonderful servant and an awful master.
You know, the way it feels, if you have an unhealthy coping mechanism, you're always behind. You're always trying to catch up. You're behind the curve. When you have a healthy one, you're ahead of all this stress.
I like
that. That's the
way
it feels.
Yeah, I like that. Trying to always catch up. It's almost like those mice on those little wheels that just keep spinning and spinning. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment as always. We've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. Always looking forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Eleanor Dews once wrote, "If the sight of blue skies fills you with joy, if a blade of grass springing up in the fields has power to move you, if the simple things of nature have a message that you understand, rejoice, for your soul is alive." With all the negative current events shown by the media, the fact that the beauty of life surrounds us has been shrouded in darkness. There have been several days recently when I have regretted watching the news. Did you know that a recent study done by Sean Aker and Arianna Huffington found that listening to just 3 minutes of bad news in the morning can make you 27% more likely to report having had a bad day 6 to 8 hours later? I am concerned at how easy it is currently to feel stress and fear in today's society. As we are surrounded by a multitude of potential stressors in our world, a choice to do nothing to counteract the stress is actually a choice to allow the stress. True biblical spiritual joy can be found even when you are in the middle of stress. As you may recall, joy is the internal satisfaction we feel when we pursue well-being and success even in the face of great difficulty. Joy differs from mere happiness in that it can be present even during hard and trying times. Because stress and the fear-mongering media are so prevalent today, we must make the pursuit of joy a discipline of necessity. In John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus speaks of this type of joy as he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I believe that this joy is not an automatic state, but that it must be cultivated, a discipline, a daily choice, and a goal we strive for. The fullness of joy Jesus wants us to experience. So I pray that the joy of Jesus is increased in each of you as you face the stress of these days, focusing on the joy that is available to you. Let me close with a word from Russell M. Nelson. My dear brothers and sisters, the joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
As always, thank you, my friend. I love the fact that sometimes we don't think about this, but to do nothing is sometimes dooming us. And it does take discipline. It takes a focus. And I love the fact about the 3 minutes in the morning can set the pace for the entire day. I mean, I speak every day at Nutrition World that the first meal of the day sets the chemistry for the rest of the day. That's one reason I always push my breakfast drink. Well, that's obviously true with the emotions and heart as well, or even more so. So
I actually turned off the TV this very morning heading in here, just for that split second, turn it on just to check really, it's traffic or weather or whatever. And immediately some negative words came out of whatever anchor's mouth. I didn't make it 3 minutes. I made it about 15 seconds, and I remembered what I was about to talk about this morning. Turned it off. I was so glad. Turned it off, put a fire on my TV set, said, I'm just going to enjoy the morning and not listen to this bad news.
I love that. I was at the airport the other day, and I want to say really quickly two things. There was a book on the counter, and this guy said, I want you to read the foreword to this book. Why he asked me this, I don't know. He knows I'm a pilot, and this was written by a fighter pilot. The book was called Fly Into the Wind, and it's a culmination of Lieutenant Colonel Dan's study of life. But the one sentence in there I actually took a picture of because I want to keep it. He said, his personal struggles taught him that in order to ascend, we need to feel pressure on the underside of our wings and have the strength to hold those wings steady in the storm. I love that metaphor, holding my wings steady in the storm, because in a small plane, when it's blowing and it's stormy, you better be spot on, because that plane can turn upside down in a second if you're not steady. That means not frozen, means staying calm and staying steady. So we got to stay steady, or I do in my life, just as though I'm flying an airplane. One other thing real quickly, I love eating at Acropolis. I know everybody may get tired of me talking about it, but we talked about an app last week called Seafood Watch. And again, I'm not a perfectionist. I just want to make the best decisions possible with the foods that I order. So I go to Acropolis 2 nights ago, and I look up that they have grouper and halibut, because I'm wanting to eat a little more fish than I have been. Well, again, I look at the halibut on this app, Seafood Watch, and it says there really isn't any good halibut. They're all contaminated, heavy metals, this polluted. Well, then I look at the grouper. Well, the grouper info on Seafood Watch says it depends where it comes from. Well, I thought, I'm going to take a chance. So I asked the waitress, would there be any way to find out where Acropolis's grouper come from? Well, you know what? She comes back with the tag off of the grouper. And it tells me where it came from. It was wild caught. And this is what true restaurant owners should be passionate about, is not just how their restaurant looks, but the quality of the food that they are purchasing and serving. And I just want to put a big plug in for Betty at Acropolis for the fact that they are aware of the importance of the quality foods. And no one knows that they are on their game the way they are. So way to go, Acropolis.
That's impressive.
Yes. And, they're helping protect us, and we're not even asking for it. So good for them. Well, brother, that was a quick whole hour radio, like flew by like it was 12 minutes. So
always does, Ed.
I know. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day and keep those wings level. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.